Did you have table rules in your dining room? Did your parents establish any rules of what you could do, you couldn't do? I know my North Carolina mother made it very clear to me I was not to come to the table without a shirt on. In the summer, I'd just run with a pair of shorts and tennis shoes. Skinny little kid back then. But you couldn't come to her table unless you had a shirt on. Your shirt couldn't be dirty. You had to go get another one on. And there were certain conversations. I used to love to make my sisters squeamish. I'd talk about, you know, the dead cat I saw with the maggots coming out of it. Just try to gross them out at supper, see if I could get them to stop eating. No, that was not proper talk at the table. So there was table rules that I grew up with. I don't know if you did or not. This morning I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Colossians, the third chapter. And the Apostle Paul, as he's explaining that we are made new in Jesus Christ in this chapter, is telling us about some table rules. He's talking about the way to interact and to live around the table of fellowship that we have. This is our table, our relationships together in Christ. And Paul is going to give us some directions here in Colossians chapter 3. We covered last week verses 1 through 4. But I want to start with verse 5. And he says this: "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew or circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all." What Paul is talking about here in this passage of Scripture is that we need to put to death certain things. Later on, he uses the analogy of taking them off. Put to death, and notice that he says, therefore. Now, whenever you come to therefore in the Bible, you've got to figure out what it's there for. Seriously. And so you usually have to back up into the Scriptures that we read last week, verses 1 through 4. He's talking about, since you've died to yourself, you've been raised with Christ. And then notice in verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him. What's he talking about? You're a new you. There's an old you, B.C., before Christ, but now there is A.D., after you died to yourself, you put on a new you. You're new in Christ, and you can't live that way anymore. That's not the way you used to live that way, but you don't live that way anymore. And so when he says, put to death, therefore, it's because of what Christ has done in our lives. We don't live that way anymore. We have some new rules about how we fellowship, how we do our lives together as Christians to one another. Put to death. He said, you must rid yourself of these ways in verse 8. He says, take off the old self. Take it off. Put to death. Get rid of it. Take it off. Three declared directives. And notice why. He says why in verse 6, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. And you used to walk in these ways. Why should we take these things off? Well, that's what is causing God's wrath to come, and we don't want to add to that. And we used to be that way, B.C., before Christ. Paul is using an analogy here of apparel, which he does a number of times in the Scriptures, a garment. There's history tells us that when the early church baptized people into Christ, many times when they came up out of the water, they wrapped a new white garment around them, declaring visibly what God is doing through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. But Paul says, I want you to take off these old, dirty garments. And then he tells us what they are: sexual immorality. Now, the word for this is called porneia. And porneia, may it sound familiar to you, we know it as what? Pornographic. It's where we get the Greek word porn. And that word means any and all sexual relationships that are outside of marriage, husband and wife. You put it away. You take it off. Now, I know we live in a culture today that says it's okay. And a lot of us may even not know that. God says any sexual relationships outside husband and wife, it's sinful. Take it off. And then he adds to that impurity, the impure thoughts, the lust. And if you look at that, there is a progression here. We have desires, physical, passionate desires, and we begin to lust. Remember what Jesus said about lust in the Sermon on the Mount? Guys, if you even look at a woman wrong, it's a sin. You don't start lusting, and that leads to impure thoughts, and that leads to actual immorality. He's talking about this progression in our life. Evil desires, greed, and he says idolatry. Idol worship. I like what John MacArthur, another preacher, says. All these are really perverted love. You say, well, how is idolatry and greed? Well, if you love something, let's just say you are in love with that new car, guys. Or you're in love with your money, your bank accounts, your retirement funds. You worship them. It's an impure love. It's perverted love. The one that we should love is who? God, right? Because of what Jesus did for us. So he's saying you need to take these off. And then he gives another list. Anger. I wonder how many of us would be honest this morning. Don't do it. And say anger. I used to be one of those guys that was just kind of calm and easy going, but I would have this layering, and it would smolder in my being, and then I would explode. And I didn't care who I hurt, what I said. That was a part of my life before Christ came in and changed it. But there's a lot of people today that are angry, and they don't even know why. And honestly, I didn't know why. I was blessed to have what I had, but there was an anger there, and God has helped me take that off. Rage, that's the next step. And then malice. You get angry and you have malice. You have wrong attitude of slander and filthy language. I am amazed at how many euphemisms we have today that we're not saying the words. We're saying something else that means the words. Filthy language ought not be coming, those of us in Christ. And then he says, do not lie to one another. What's he talking about? He's talking about all these old ways that we used to put on in our lives. And he's saying, take them off. Take them off. Take off your old self and put on the new self, which is being renewed. You need to take off the old self, put on the new self, and God is renewing that process. How do we do that? I bet if you have a t-shirt drawer or a place in your wardrobe where you keep old t-shirts, you could probably find one of these guys. Do you have anyone like this? It's kind of, you know, it's got spots on it and the color's kind of worn and stained. But I still keep this in my t-shirt area, you know. You know why? This is my go-to shirt when I'm going to crawl in the lawn tractor. It's big, it's loose, it's well-worn, and I just don't want to get rid of it. But what do you think my wife wants? She wants to see me get rid of this because I have tons of other t-shirts. But this is comfortable for me. And I just kind of keep it hanging around. And you know what? I'll bet that a lot of you have the same thing going in some of your clothes. And wives, our heads are not, yeah. Now, don't take this as an excuse to go out and clean out your husband's t-shirts, all right? He's got to want to do that. And it really, that's what this illustration's all about, is you've got to want to take off the old and put on the new self. Take it off and put it on. Paul says, take off your old self and put on the new self, which is being renewed in Christ. How do we get rid of the old ways? Well, let me ask you a very important question. When you came to Jesus Christ, did he get rid of all these t-shirts? Take them out of your life. Did he get rid of them? No. They're still there. They're still a part of who you are. I love that Paul put the 7th chapter of Romans there. In Romans 6, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? God forbid, how shall we who died to sin live it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ have put him on? If we've put on Jesus, why do we still have those old t-shirts hanging around? And then in the 7th chapter, Paul talks about the battle that he falls into, because the things he doesn't want to do, the things he doesn't want to put on, guess what he does? He puts them on. You know what Paul is telling us and what God is showing us is these are still a part of our being when we come to Christ. What we have to do is decide whether we're going to put this on or we're going to put the new on. By the way, this is a preview. Next week, it's about putting on the new. So if you don't come back next week, you're still living in the old clothes. You need to find out what to put on, all right? But he says, you put on the new. You are continually taking it off and putting on the new. Now, I believe that a lot of us do this. This is still buried in your life. This t-shirt with stains and sin. And what a lot of us do is we dig through the clean shirts and we pull out the old shirt and we put it on by choice. You know why? It's comfortable. I've worn it before. It's familiar to me. And it's tough to take off the old and willfully take this off and put on the new. That's what Paul is telling us. You've got to put to death. You've got to, listen, sin is murderous. And you better get serious about it. You better get deathly serious about taking it off and putting on the new. How do you get rid of the old ways? Well, Paul gives us some insight. You put it to death. You must rid yourself. You must willfully take this off. By the way, did you ever have any kids when they come in with a dirty t-shirt on, you say, go, that's dirty. Get rid of that. And they go get a clean one and put it over the dirty one. You ever have a kid do that? I have. Why? They just don't want to take that shirt off. I think a lot of us, we keep these hidden in our personage because just in case, we might want to use it someday. I remember when I was fighting with tobacco addiction. I enjoyed tobacco, pipes, cigars, cigarettes. I enjoyed them all. And I kept a pack of cigarettes stowed away just in case. You know what I'm talking about? You know what the Bible says? You need to get rid of that. In the military, we determined that we had caches. If we were going to infiltrate an area, we had an exit cache of extra ammunition and things. If we needed to get out, we could run to. You know what you do when you're in Christ? You get rid of those caches. Yeah, there's a conqueror who conquered the Aztecs, and you know what he did? He filled ships full of soldiers that were really committed. And then they start having misgivings. You know what he did? He burned the ships. There was no way back. The only way was forward. And that's what Paul's saying. You got to get rid of these old ways of thinking. You don't think with anger and slander and malice and lying to one another. You don't do that anymore. You keep taking that off. And it's a process of getting rid, put to death, take off. You know what he's telling me? We are putting on and taking off. You don't learn overnight as a Christian. I get frustrated with some supposed mature Christians who are all grown up, and they get these baby Christians, and they want them to be mature overnight. It doesn't happen that way. It takes time. But God has an amazing ability to renew the way I think, to change the way I think. And so I don't put this on anymore with all its dirt. I take it off and I put on the clean. It's a process. You got to get serious about it. You got to get rid of it and you got to take it off. That's what he's telling us. And he says, and there is no distinction between any of us here. I don't care how long you've been in Christ. I don't care what culture you're from. He talks about, it's not about if you're Jewish or Gentile. It's not about if you're slave or free. It's not about if you're male or female. There's no distinction. This is the same for all of us. You need to put to death. You need to get rid of. And you need to take this old self off. Well, I want to close with asking you to look at this list. There's 12. There's just 12 this week. There's going to be some new stuff to put on next week. Do you have any problem with just a couple of these? Be honest with yourself. Do you have an anger issue, guys? Do you explode? You know, it was years of taking that off, putting it on. I take it off again. I don't have the same issue that I used to have. Because this process of learning, and here's what you have to, you know why we do this? We are different now. We are new in Christ Jesus. If you call yourself a Christ follower, you can't put this stuff on. This is not a part of who you are. And it's still going to be in your life. It's still going to be in the drawer of the way you live. You get to choose whether you put that back on or you, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to deal with that anger. I am amazed at road rage today. And you don't know. You don't know who you're driving around or next to that doesn't have a weapon that's ready to pull it out. You have to be careful. But God says, get rid of anger. That's just not who you are. In fact, in a few weeks, we're going to talk about ruling peace. It's the only place in the New Testament where the word ruling, what's it mean? How do we apply it to our lives? But we don't live with rage or malice. We don't slander people, gossip against people, ladies. I'm picking on the guys. Well, and you know how many times we say that? Here's how we gossip. You know, we need to pray about Dave and Jan's marriage. You know, they're having some pretty rough times, so we need, you know, that's just gossip. All it is gossip. And we pass a gossip along in the name of the Lord Jesus. And boy, you want to find something that is deadly that can kill a church. It's gossip. It's the rumor mill. It's the, you know, don't talk about me, talk to me is what we say around here. Don't talk about me. If you have a question, come talk to me. Don't talk to somebody else. And you need to, when people start talking to you about gossip, you need to ask them, do you have permission from Dave and Jan to speak about this? Well, no, but everybody, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't hear it. I'll tell you what you do. You'll run the gossipers away from you when you ask them if they've got permission and should they be talking like that. But slander, filthy language, I am amazed at the language that perforates people who call themselves Christians. And I know it's a process. I had to take that shirt off. I don't know how many times when I came to Christ and had to change my speech. But you know what? We've got so many voices coming at us today that say it's okay to speak this way. After all, they do on the television, right? And HBO and all that. No. Do you want your kids speaking like that? No, you don't want to go there. So here's what I'm asking you to do this morning. Mentally, choose two off the list. Two that you struggle with the most. And because you are in Christ, you have been made new in Jesus Christ. You need to learn and intentionally take those off. You're going to keep putting that off. Whatever it takes to put to death, to get rid of, you're not going to wear that t-shirt anymore. You're not going to go there anymore. It's a part of who you were, but it's not who you are. Now, I'm going to ask the praise team to come back up, and I want us to sing a song, and you'll understand the song. We are made new in Jesus Christ, and there's something that he's done, and I believe something that I need to continue to remind myself of. He paid the price. He paid the price to make me new. Why do I want to keep wearing that? Not a part of who I am. Satan wants you to think you're still struggling with this. Satan wants you to be enslaved to this, but you're not anymore. We are made new in Jesus Christ. Let's pray, and then we'll sing this as a prayer. Father, you have done so much to love us, to woo us. You have been patient with us, and we need to realize every day, not just when we come and take communion, but every day how much you have pursued us. You're crazy about us. And the only thing we can do is respond in love. And you've told us you want us to love you with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. It takes a concerted effort. That takes getting up each morning and realizing I have a new day. I have been made new, not by my works, but by your righteousness that you put on us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to submit ourselves, surrender ourselves, renew ourselves in the way we think. Satan wants to make us put on the old shirts, the dirty shirts, the things that are immoral, that are passions that we don't need to be entertaining. Help us to quit going to places and being with people and just change our lives, Father. Show us where we need to change. There's at least two of these that all of us have a struggle with. But we want to live for you. We want to put on the new self and be seen as Christ followers. Thank you for Paul's words. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing this as a prayer of commitment.